Just listen to the birds. Life is right now. It's enough. I wrote these words earlier this week. After listening to a teaching of Shunryu Suzuki Roshi, one of my favourite Zen masters. He spoke about how we can so easily be distracted from the moment, saying, if we try to listen to something wonderful, it means to ignore the birds which we are listening to now. When you think Buddha said something wonderful, and I must find out what he meant, then your mind is directed to the Buddha's words, so you don't hear the birds. So always we sacrifice various actual reality because we stick to something which looks like it's very good, but is not so good. If we have this kind of attitude when we listen to the birds, or a teaching even, we will lose our life. We will miss our life. And maybe our whole life will be sacrificed because of some special teaching. So I rather always enjoy our life right now without such sacrifice. This is a kind of desire which the human being has. To some extent, such desire is good. But if we're enslaved by desire, we will lose our whole being. So these words from Shunryu Suzuki telling us to just stay with the moment. So rather than share some fanciness with you right now, I'm just going to share what I'm experiencing, seeing, hearing, what I can smell, touch, I sit here silently. This is not an empty, dead silence. It's a rich silence. Filled with morning bird song. The hum of a boat engine in the harbour far below. Passing cars. the silence of a dog sleeping in the kitchen, who hasn't noticed me yet. A wood pigeon breaks the sky, crossing four window panes in front of me, flying from cedar to copper beech. I don't know where his nest is. This garden appears to be his home. Sound of crows. A gentle breeze begins to stir the irises outside the window. Not yet in flower. Barely even breaking bud. They're gently moving shadows. Soften the edges of the stone steps leading from before me into the garden. In the sunlight, fine threads of a spider's web catch my attention. Not even the passing motorbike distracting me from it. So fine. And light. Gossamer. In the breeze, a rainbow of colours. As the sunlight catches it. This is not a poem. This is life. This is not reality. This is a perception of reality. My perception. The wood pigeon returns to the cedar, and another, and back again. A crow attacks. Suddenly, bird shadows crisscross the morning light on the lawn. I've always had a love of bird shadows. Can't explain it. It feels like the most natural passion. I've drawn them. I've sculpted them. I've painted them. I've written them into life in poems. Place them in the silent space of a haiku. and here this morning, I've spoken them into existence. The morning dew is catching the sunlight now. So many winged creatures, small and large. This place is alive, vibrant. This is not a silence. And yet, I can call it silence. Because in between words, without my lips moving, without my vocal cords, without my mind applied to the act of speaking, I rest in this silence. It swallows me whole. And all of existence is in it. True silence is before sound arises. True stillness is before anything moves. A bird, a breeze, thought, a spoken word, an unspoken word, so now for a few minutes, perhaps just a few moments, I shall just sit. Just sitting is the most powerful practice, if we can call it a practice.